Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Dr. Ben Rolfe joins us on the line now, the CEO of the Communicable Disease Threats Initiative. Ben is usually based right here in Singapore, but we're talking to him from Austria. Ben, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Glenn.
And first of all, tell us what took you to Austria, because you were here just in the studio, you know, last week. What are you doing there, and what's the situation like there as it relates to COVID-19?
Well, it's a good question. As a public health specialist, having made the decision to leave the country dealing with this crisis better than any other in the world into Europe, which is now the epicenter of a crisis. So I'm questioning my own decision, but we wanted to be family. Here in Vienna, the city is on lockdown. Parks are closed. Schools are closed. The police are issuing fines for people caught outside without a good reason. And having been out and about briefly yesterday to get some food, it is eerily quiet, I would say.
Yeah. And when did you actually arrive there, Ben? It was just this week, correct?
That's right. We've been here 24 hours, and we arrived at the airport in extraordinary circumstances. We were taken off the plane in groups of 10. We were put in meter-spaced apart queues through immigration, and then the airport tannoy issuing a warning to go straight home to reduce social contacts. It really is a kind of an extraordinary environment to be in.
Well, it sounds even much more so than many of the stories we've heard here in Asia or in other places around the world in terms of the social distancing. It sounds much more stringent where you are in Vienna. Ben, and now you'll be on a home quarantine for 2 weeks. Is that what I understand?
That's right. Everyone has to stay at home and only go out for essential food shopping, essentially. Otherwise, we are stuck between four rooms with two children and finding some creative ways to stay busy.
Well, let's hope that goes well for you and for many others who are facing the same thing. What are we seeing right now? You know, Italy is, of course, still raging with COVID-19, and it has, of course, spread all across Europe. Who are the leaders now, would you say, in terms of in Europe trying to get a handle on flattening the curve of COVID-19?
Well, I certainly think Austria are leading the way in many cases. They moved quickly when they were still in relatively low case numbers and put in quite stringent measures. And although, of course, it has economic consequences and consequences for the well-being, particularly of elderly and isolated people, I'm sure it's going to make a very substantial difference. And they moved at a point where they had relatively few cases. I would say what we're learning internationally is that the countries that had SARS really are ahead of the game. And again, Singapore is leading the world. And as you can see in Singapore, economic activity is still ongoing. The shops are still open. And because the government moved so quickly, they've really minimized the economic impact. Europe is just a completely different case. The UK in particular has moved incredibly slowly with tests now not being offered to the general public outside hospital settings. So it's a very varied across the world, but sadly, Europe is just not keeping up with the response that we saw in Asia.
Yeah, and unfortunately, as you may have read already, you know, we've got 47 new cases here as of yesterday. 39 of those are imported cases with people that are traveling to Australia, Europe, North America, ASEAN, and almost all of those imported cases are returning residents to Singapore or long-term pass holders. So, you know, we're seeing an uptick in this past week of infection, but it's actually infection that's come in from outside. I'm kind of surprised that you mentioned Austria has been such a leader, and you describe your experience there. I'm surprised that their borders are even open at all at this point. Are they? Is that look like they might consider closing them?
Well, it's very restricted, so it's really only returning Austrian residents or citizens that are being admitted to the country. All of those go into a lockdown. So generally, Europe, the amount of travel within Europe is very significantly reduced now.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we're seeing as we look to North America, you know, the challenges there now with the rates of infection rising, you know, hourly, if not daily. What's your sense of what you're seeing in the U.S.? Is the U.S. starting to handle this the right way or try to tackle it the right way, or are they still behind in their thinking on it?
Well, I would have to say the U.S. is still pretty far behind, and I think what we're seeing is the impact of not having a very advanced public health system. In countries where you have very high capacity communicable disease control, like Singapore, we saw they had the ability to jump on top of this very quickly. In the U.S., they were incredibly slow to get tests out. In fact, the U.S. and South Korea got their first cases on the same day. You look at the number of tests in South Korea who are now getting on top of their outbreak with the U.S., it really is pretty shocking. Some counties in the U.S. are still not offering testing to the general public. So the U.S. has been way behind the curve. And I think, of course, when we see the numbers reported, we're only seeing the numbers that were reported from places that were offering tests. And that really gives you an insight into where you were perhaps 2 weeks ago, because, of course, people seek tests once they get sick. And, of course, they would have contracted that illness some days ago. So
yeah,
we're always seeing this two-week lag, and that's what we have to bear in mind looking at these numbers.
Talking with Dr. Ben Rolfe, the CEO of the Communicable Disease Threats Initiative. And Ben, you know, you're usually based here, as you mentioned, and you're, as you, I guess, sort of tongue-in-cheekly said, you're kind of questioning your choice to go back to Austria at this point in time. But as you're looking at, since you just left Singapore, as you're looking at the situation in Singapore, even with our rising case numbers, what do you think is the next logical step for Singapore in terms of curtailing more spread of the virus? It's always been, you know, the stay-at-home notices and a lot of these other self kind of quarantine efforts that have been going on. Does Singapore, in your opinion, need to do something even further or more drastic to further flatten the curve here?
I think not. I mean, the one great thing about Singapore is that they have such experience and expertise, all the capacity to do the contact tracing, excellent testing capacity. Everyone who needs a test gets a test. It's free. And so Singapore's ability to contain and manage this outbreak is completely unmatched globally. And so I think, you know, certainly if numbers tick up, there will be a gradual increasing of social distancing measures. But the great thing, again, in Singapore is that they have all of the control knobs to do that in a way that is least damaging. You can selectively control schools. You can selectively restrict movement. And you can really manage it in a way that is directly appropriate to the burden you're trying to contain. In Europe, they just don't have that subtle control or indeed understanding of their own outbreak because they're just not testing sufficient numbers of people. So Singapore is in a class of its own, and I think you're in the right place.
Yeah, and Ben, how long are you expecting to stay in Austria? Are you there for an indeterminate amount of time, or obviously you're going to be there for at least 2 weeks? But what's your plan? Are you coming back to Singapore anytime soon?
Well, I plan to live between the two cities in the long term, but we'll have to see when international travel steps up. And I think now, once people have got over the shock, this initial stage of the crisis, we're starting to, what is this going to look like for the next 12 to 18 months? How might the international aviation start picking up again? And how might we manage a future until we get a vaccine?
Of course. Well, our thanks to Dr. Ben Rolfe, the CEO of the Communicable Disease Threats Initiative. Thanks for being on with us from Austria, Ben. We certainly hope you and your family stay healthy and that you find some interesting things to do during your two-week home quarantine.
Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Bye, Ben.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.